It's Monday, the 21st of September, 2015. It's just gone 6:30 a.m. And after serving 3 years in a women's only prison, the wait is finally over.
Well, this is a bit weird, isn't it? So it's 6:32, Monday, 21st of September. Welcome to a brand new radio station. I've been waiting for 3 years for this place. Sitting on my backside, doing nothing. Watching Judge Reinder, or whatever it's called. And now I'm back on the radio. That's right, the money finally ran out. And what better place for my comeback than a brand new radio station that I can play with and do whatever I want, which isn't entirely true. Thank you very much for tuning in, for getting up and listening to us this morning. Let me introduce you to all of us. Hi, I'm Chris Moyles. The last time I started a breakfast show, I was 29. I'm 41 now. How the hell did that happen? Anyway, I'm Chris. I'll be your host and guide through the next week, few weeks, month, few months. And let's just leave it there and see how we get on. Joining me every morning will be a very controversial woman. She's a writer and a broadcaster. Her name is Katie Hopkins. Katie, welcome to the show. Only joking, we haven't got Katie Hopkins. A very old friend of mine, and I say very old because not only have I known him a long time, but he is very old. And finally, he doesn't need to lie about his age like I never did. He will be the voice of authority on the show. His name is Dominic Byrne.
Good morning.
I'm not that old.
No, well, you are. On this channel, you're not.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You're relatively a baby.
Yeah.
So I brought Dominic back, kicking and screaming. Our show is run by a woman, which that may seem weird when if you've been reading about Radio X, but we'll discuss that later. Stolen from the BBC to be showrunner / executive producer of The Chris Moyle Show is producer Pippa Taylor.
Hello.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Look at this. We're not even on for 4 minutes. We've got a woman on. Whoa, Radio X birds. Because we're blokey, apparently. And there's nothing we can do about it. It's in his contract that the next voice you hear has to be on every X breakfast show in the history of broadcasting.
Yeah.
He was on all the XFM breakfast shows and now he's on the new Radio X breakfast show. If you live in London, you'll know. If you weren't, then you won't. And he's called Dave Masterman.
Hello.
There he is. That sets him. And if you're a fan of John Holmes, he's a scab. but John's still on at the weekends, which is nice. So this is all very, very new. for all of us. Us and you. So Radio X is born today. It is born from the love and sex, I suppose, from XFM, which has been around for years and gone through many changes, this being its biggest. I can't work out whether XFM is dead and Radio X is new, or XFM has given birth to Radio X. You used to work, you've worked at both now, Dave,
yeah.
Masterman, a.k.a. Madam. And we'll explain that later.
Yeah, Madam.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
I like to think it's morphed into Radio X from XFM.
Right. Like a butterfly morphing from what a butterfly is before it's a butterfly.
Yeah, that's it.
What is that?
A cocoon?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never sat and watched the process. There must be a time lapse on YouTube. So it's all a bit new, really. I've not done this for 3 years. I've literally not been on the radio. I've done nothing. I've not stood behind a microphone or anything. It was a year off that got extended. But now I'm back. So it's all new. We are on FM, on the radio, on the old-fashioned radio in London and in Manchester. We are DAB, Digital Radio, D1 National, across the whole of the UK. We are on the brand new Radio X app, which you can download for free, and you can listen to the show. We're on loads of digital TV channels like Sky and others.
FreeSat is one of them.
FreeSat.
Virgin is another
one. What's that?
Yeah.
What's FreeSat? What is that?
It's FreeSat.
Right.
Yeah. You know, FreeSat.
It really is that simple.
It really is.
And we're on the website, which is radiox.co.uk. This is all pointless, though, me saying it, because if you can hear me, you've found a way to listen.
That's very true, yeah.
And thank you very much for listening in. So it's all new and it's all fresh, just like the music we play. What do we play again, Madam Dave?
It's guitar-based rock.
Isn't it fresh rock?
Yeah.
There's a lot to clear up on day one.
Is that what we say, fresh rock, Dave? Is that how it works?
Yeah, you can say fresh rock
if
you want.
Is it? You know exactly what it is, right? Isn't it fresh rock?
Yeah.
And the... Go on, Pip.
I think it's guitar-based music and fresh rock.
Right.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
There's been a lot of press about Radio X and a lot of confused press. People going down a route which they needn't have to go down. Which was that there was a quote saying that Radio X is going to be the UK's first male-focused radio station.
Mm.
And many people took that as in, it's a radio station just for blokes, by ruddy blokes, playing ruddy bloke music.
Brrr.
For more ruddy blokes. I'll tell you now, this is news to me and everybody on the show. It's news to Vernon. It's news to Johnny Vaughan. It's news to Dan and Ricky and Phil and John. So let me be the first of many Radio X DJs to say this over the next few days. That's a load of balls. This male focus thing does not affect us in any way, shape or form or how we do the show. I don't care if you're male, female, gay, straight, white, black, 15 years old, 55 years old. Everybody is welcome to this radio station. Everyone is certainly welcome to this show. It's very confusing why they put that out. It's not really. It was just a marketing thing. That's all it was. And it should never have gone out of the press release. And quite frankly, the person who said it, I shall be firing them later.
I won't, because they're one of the big bosses.
I was going to say, yeah, he's huge.
Actually, he's very tall as well.
He is very tall.
Yeah.
Very, very tall.
Tanned.
Yeah. Mm. Very healthy looking man.
So let's just clear that up. Radio X is not a boys... It's not a radio version of a Yorkie bar, right? It's just a radio station. Everybody calm down. We love you girls, right? Patronising, click, click there.
Yeah, well, that'll go down well.
What was the other thing I wanted to clear up? There was that, and then the... Oh, yeah. So, everybody picked up on... Oh, it's a male-focused radio station. What does that mean? What is that? What is that? But everybody ignored... I mean, it could be a masterstroke of PR. that Stephen Myron's mentioned the male focus thing, because it took everybody's attention away from the fact that we said we play fresh rock, which has got to be the crappest, lamest term for any kind of rock. Fresh rock. Fresh rock is the kind of radio station that you, if you ever go to America and you have a holiday and you go, what were we listening to? What was that station we were listening to when we were in Fresh Rock 92.2? Played a lot of Mr. Mister and Brian Adams.
Yeah. Fresh rock.
Fresh rock. And Vernon Kay and I have been laughing because he's on the station as well. God love him. Vernon Kay and I have been joking over the past couple of weeks going, what do we play, right? What music do we play? And it's like, basically, we play cool stuff. We play cool stuff that you know, and then cool stuff that you might not know yet, that you hopefully will like. It's just cool stuff. Fronted by the uncoolest DJ in the history of broadcasting, me. I did an interview for the NME the other day, and she said, because a load of people have kicked off because I'm on the station, and it's always been the same thing when I was at Radio 1. There were so many shows on Radio 1, and the same with X, are all about the music. And I'm not all about the music. But because of that, people think that I don't like music, which has always amused me. And I love music. I couldn't get through the day without listening to music. I can't. I can't listen to music. I can't not listen to music, if that makes sense. And I have a very eclectic taste. But I think most people do. I think people like what they like. So I'm explaining this to the journalist from the NME, and she goes, OK, name your top five bands. I can't name my top five. I don't know how anybody can name your top five bands.
It's almost impossible.
It changes. Mm. I go and see a gig, I love that band more than anybody else for the next week or so. So she goes, all right, what were the last few gigs you went to? Now, I can't lie, right? Mm. So this is where it kind of got me into trouble. But to prove that I am quite eclectic in my tastes, the last few gigs I went to were the following. Well, how far do you want me to go back?
Go back the last year.
I can't do years with a gig, so I've seen too many.
Have you? Okay.
I actually have, because I'm cool.
Okay, I didn't realise. 6 months.
Okay, so in the last 6 months, in no particular order, I've seen The Who.
Mm-hmm.
Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah.
Johnny Marr.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Right, okay.
Culture Club.
Have you?
Who were awesome, by the way. Awesome. James Bay and Matt and Kim.
Right, okay.
Have you heard of Matt and Kim?
Only from you talking.
Because I'm cool, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Because I'm cool. I've introduced you to this new...
You're cutting edge, and you tell me about Matt and Kim.
This new electro-pop dance duo.
Yeah.
And I couldn't work out whether that was... it's the truth, but it's like, yeah, the last few gigs I've been to included Culture Club, Taylor Swift and Matt and Kim. Do I fit in, Dave?
Yeah, you wavered in the middle slightly with what? The Taylor Swift Culture Club bit, but aside from that, that was quite cool.
Listen, there ain't no Taylor Swift bashing on this show.
No, I quite like her as well.
Tay-Tay's amazing.
Yeah.
And anybody who says they don't like Tay-Tay is a liar or an idiot. Fact. It's the Arctic Monkeys. What else?
No, well, I like The Who was a good start. That was strong. I've never heard her named Tay-Tay before, so that was...
Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I never Tay-Tay. Knew that.
That's her nickname.
She's my Tay-Tay.
Is it?
Tay-Tay.
And by the way, I'm going to tell you this now. I want her on the show one day.
Tay-Tay?
In the future, yeah.
Okay.
I love the idea that she would come in to be interviewed on a radio station that has never played her music ever in the history of its time on air. What was the last gig you went to see, Madam Dave Masterman?
Reading Festival, so Libertines. Does that count, a festival? Or?
Yeah, I suppose so. Were they the last band that you saw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pippa, what's the last gig you went to?
I'm just trying to think.
I would have loved it if you went to see Take That last night at the Roundhouse in London. That would have been awesome. What's the last gig you went to? Actually, last night. So, Take That.
I think it might have been Pride.
Have you just made that up? Be honest.
No.
Have you made that up?
Why would I make it up?
Because it just sounds cool.
It's the sort of thing I do. No, I can't lie. I think it was Pride. It was a while ago.
Right. Here we go, ready?
Right.
Dominic!
The last band I went to see live...
You've got to tell the truth.
This is the truth. Right. And Dave may have heard of it, but I don't know if you two will. The Blue Aeroplanes.
You totally made that up.
The Blue Aeroplanes.
You totally made it up. Tell us about the Blue Aeroplanes.
Gerard Langley is the lead singer. There's about seven of them. They've got a dancer called Wojciech. Seriously, and they were brilliant. They played Water Rats in London. And it was honestly fantastic.
I'm starting to
There'll be people listening now who will know the Blue Aeroplanes.
Well, we can find out if A, any people have heard of them, or B, if anybody is actually listening.
Right.
And maybe we're just broadcasting to ourselves.
How do we do that?
People can contact the show. It's just like radio, Dom. Don't pretend we've never done it.
I haven't learned the numbers yet, though.
Madam put them on the wall.
Oh, yes.
So you can text us, and we can see all your texts coming in. So if you want to text us this morning, the catchy little number, save it in your phone, is 83936. 83936 is our text number that comes through to the studio. Or you can tweet us at Radio X, which is nice and simple. And you can still tweet the rest of us. I'm at Chris Moyles. So when I set up my Twitter account, I was at Chris DJ Moyles because somebody else nicked my name before I could get it.
That's right, yeah.
So I've recently got the DJ bit taken off, but now I'm back on the radio again, but I'm just going to leave it.
Are you?
Yeah. But I was going to change it at one point to at Chris not working, taking time off Moyles, but it's too many characters. So 83936... Has anyone texted in?
Do they have to start their text with a word or not? Or
Elephant.
Elephant. No. There you go.
No, they don't have to do anything.
Don't they? Just text 83936.
Yeah, you know why?
I'm going to do it.
You know why they don't need to do that?
Why?
Because we've taken everything else off the air. It's just us.
Oh, yeah, that's true, isn't it? Yeah.
They used to have to do that.
Yeah. We're not even doing split ads.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't. We went for lunch yesterday, and my friend Gavin, who's a bit of a radio geek, goes... Can you do the splits? He's shouting across the lunch table because we all went for lunch. Can you do the splits? And everybody, including myself, thought he meant, can I actually physically do the splits with my legs?
Right.
He was talking about, can you do split opt-outs when it comes to commercials? Geek. Anyway, morning, Gab.
I've just sent a text.
Oh, well, let me see if I can find it.
Okay.
Right, because I've got this thing here.
I think it comes up in pink.
Yeah. How do I get rid of the virtual director switcher?
Dave.
What does that mean? What's a virtual director switcher?
Okay, so we film everything we do now.
Right.
And we've got cameras in the studio, so it films everything every time we speak.
There they are.
All right, I'm going to check out the text and see if anyone's listening. Hey, we're off and running!